Listening Dog Media.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
It is the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast. I'm Kelly Pegg.
And I'm Jenny Powell. I'm doing selfies of the lovely Kelly.
Oh, God, in my pyjamas. Oh, the dog's come in. Can you see Zeus?
Oh, yes. Those things that we don't... I should get mine in. Yes. Yeah, I've met your dogs, but you've not met mine, have you?
No, but she's gorgeous, your Staffy. So we're both in our separate locations. I'm in... my pad and you're in yours, Jen, because we're not socializing.
No, we're locked down and
I don't like that phrase.
You see, no matter what, we can do this. Yeah. See? Yeah. It's true though, isn't it? No matter what, come Ireland, we will do this. So good. It's nice to see your face because you don't see many anymore. I mean, I've got three people in the house. I see theirs and the dogs, but that's about it really.
It's strange, isn't it, thinking of it like this, you know, that it's we're not together in a room. Do you know what I mean? It's odd. Yeah. It is odd. Well,
there's been a lot of changes very quickly. You know, I have got to all be very proud of ourselves because I think it's, you know, we have taken on a load, if you think about it, and we're getting on with it. But, you know, we will look back and think within the matter of days, this happened. Within the matter of 24 hours, that happened. Within the matter of 2 weeks, we were able to do this. And it's amazing how human beings hopefully adapt.
Yes. Yeah. Especially when, you know, you've got to. Because you've got to save everybody and yourselves. You know, we've got to, it sounds very dramatic that, but this is all about health right now, isn't it? So, you know.
Yeah, and the best thing we can do, I mean, I've noticed with you making your juices and you're definitely ramping it up. I can see, you know, that you're definitely decided that you're going to look after sort of your health and everybody else and staying strong.
It's so important. And there's loads of people as well that you can follow to get tips from. Like you put some great stuff on with different things about gut health the other day. Yeah. And I love Davinia Taylor as well. She does the biohacking and she's got loads of good tips and juices that you can order and things for your immune system. Because I think that's really important right now. It should be everyone's priority. Good food and moving.
Yeah, and I think that whole thing about, you know, we are sort of, you know, you have got to make light sometimes of the situation. And I think it's interesting because, you know, we're all joking about what we do. Oh, my God, I'm so bored. Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, I keep saying to people when they say, oh, do you want to FaceTime or do you want to have a, you know, do you want to, I'll call you at the end of the day or whatever. And I'm like, well, just let me know because I'm so busy, so busy. I don't know if I can fit you in. That aside, we have got time to reassess. And I really do think, Kelly, that it's time, you know, to look inwards, you know.
Yeah.
And that as in your health and your mind and just everything. It's a time to just assess it all.
Yes. You know, we're always asking.
Also looking inwards is what we've really got to do as well so that we can make sure that we are strong in mind and body. And I think it, you know, it can do you a hell of a lot of good to give, you know, we've got the time to look after ourselves.
Yeah. We are always saying, aren't we? We're so busy. I just want a break. I just need to stop. I just want to get off this merry-go-round of work, kids, life. You know, I just. And then all of a sudden, we're giving it. Okay, it's not in the greatest circumstances, but to get through it, you've got to use that time positively and see it as that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, you know, I've got to say, I've seen some of these posts and they read at home and they did this and they did that. I'm thinking, fuck that, that's not what this is going to be. It's going to be crazy kid central. However, there is a balance with that as well. And I think, yeah, you've got to take that time out for you, be it like you were saying earlier, that you're sitting in the garden and just enjoying that time that you wouldn't normally have because you're so busy hosting events, doing the pod with me, doing other work, presenting. You know, you're now having that time and you've got both girls around you. Connie's normally at uni.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the circumstances you choose, but.
Yeah, it's tricky as well because, you know, it's amazing how once you decide, all of you decide, you know, that in your mindset, right, this is happening now, and then we, you know, prepared for it, and therefore, you know, we've planned for it, you know, and we've thought about this for a long time, and this is how it is. And it's amazing because none of this has been planned, and we haven't been ready for it, but we still adapt, and everyone's slotted in to this kind of role again. And I do think that so far, I've been just watching really, because Connie's older and 19 and Pollyanna's 11, there's a big age difference. So there's very different ways of them coping. I really thought it'd be really hard, but everyone seems to have found their niche very quickly. I don't know whether it's human nature, I don't know if it's survival, but, you know, it's been really interesting to see that, you know, everyone's got their ways.
Yeah.
You know, Connie's like, she's a great reader. She's upstairs, she does her reading, then she'll come down. She said, look, you know, I quite like cooking my own things because that's what I've been doing at uni and I don't want to, you know. And so you have to respect everybody's space in the house, really, you know. And if Polly wants to come in and, you know, trample stuff all through the house and then, well, there's just stuff everywhere, that's fine. But she's got a niche and she's doing stuff and she's making games up and, yeah, it's a particularly dangerous one where she's jumping off the wall after raining because I said, obviously, we ain't going to A&E or anything like that, girl.
No.
So, yeah. But at the moment, yeah, everyone's sussing it out and seeing where they're, you know, getting, finding their feet about what they're going to do. What about you?
Well, it's funny with kids. Yeah. Well, Ava's six, so it's bizarre, really. I mean, he's two. He doesn't understand any of it. Nursery's obviously stopped for him, so he's a bit out of routine. But Chris is, my husband, is sort of being able to work a little bit more from home. He's classed as public service because he runs a radio station, and it's all news. So he's been very good and never taken any... You know, he's there all the time.
Yeah.
But I think this last week he's realised he needs to be at home a bit as well. And they're reducing the numbers of people they have in. They're monitoring that. Yeah. So they're being very clever about it. Because, you know, they're providing a new service and it's important. And people don't just get to go home, do they? So... Yeah. But him at home's helped with Heath, definitely, the days he's been working at home. Ava Lily is a bit resilient to it all. And I've asked her if she's got any questions. Do you feel anything about it? Are you sad? Are you worried? When I tell you, you know, not to put your hands near your mouth if we go for a walk, not, you know. Yeah, it's, you feel bad saying it because you feel like you're panicking them, but you've got to tell them. And she's only six, yeah. But she said to me tonight in the bath, no, Mum, I'm fine.
Good. Oh, it's good to know. Yeah.
And that's it. But I think that's because, oh, this sounds serious, but when we're older, we're scared because we know a lot more about the world. But when they're that age, they don't.
No.
Which is, I'm grateful for, really. And yeah. I wish I was that age as well someday still.
Ignorance is bliss, eh?
Yeah, don't you, Jenny? I've had loads of like weird flashbacks moments this week, yeah, about, you know, smells and times when I was on the beach when I was little.
Yeah, I don't know. People I've spoken to have said they've got quite reminiscent and quite nostalgic. And they've said, oh, well, if I've gone for a walk, I've wanted to go for a walk where I used to hang out after school. Or, you know, there's been quite a few people said, oh, yeah, this is where my grandfather, you know, used to live, or blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's quite interesting because people are obviously being really reflective because you've got the time, you see.
Yeah.
You've got the time. And it's, you know, it's funny because we're all so intent on looking forwards. And I know I'm always one about, you know, you just look forwards, no looking back. But we are looking back because I think we need to at the moment. You know, you look at your parents and, you know, you know, it's tricky for me, because my dad's 92, he's got prostate. He always gets a funny chest this time of year. My mum is 87. They live in a little village. My mum doesn't drive. I can't get, any deliveries there whatsoever. But, you know, it's funny how they're the ones, my parents anyway, I don't know if I speak for everyone. In fact, I know I don't. But, you know, they're like, listen, you know, you have to get on with it. And we've been through many things in our time. And then my dad's really funny. He's South African. Goes, bloody hell, Jenny. He said, my life's not bloody changed. I'm 92. I'm always sitting at home. I never go out. But I've had the most laughs with them on the phone. They're still nagging me because obviously they don't have, they have got mobile phones. They don't like using them. They're like these little, sort of talkers you go away.
Oh, my nan's got them. They're useless. Yeah. No FaceTime on them or anything.
Yeah, no, nothing. No computer. So there's no FaceTime or anything, which is really, it's actually, I'm like, nothing. They don't have iPads or anything. So they're still going on at me. They still managed to get a dig in about where's your landline gone? Because I've got rid of my landline because I get so many stupid. Jenny, I can't call you every day. It's £2 that disappears off my pay as you go. And I'm like, oh, it's so funny because they're still managing to, you know, to get it in their little dick. And I'm like, Mom, look, Mom, just ring me. I won't answer it and I'll ring you back. So we've still got our normal sort of like little family. It's not an argument, but, you know, they still manage to give it a little dig and say, you're not doing this properly, Jenny. But it is interesting because, you know, I've looked at them in a very different way and they come out pretty strong, you know.
Yeah, I think that the older generation have been through more. I mean, my nan is 87 and Chris stays with her in the week because he doesn't work where we live at the moment. And she's devastated that he can't go and really upset. But, you know, my nan, strong as an ox, never had an operation, got no illnesses, touch wood. But still, she's 87. Yeah. So Chris was like, I cannot. And she was like, you know. But of course, when he goes, he gets his phone out and we all FaceTime. So he FaceTimes me and the kids and Nan gets to come on as well. So that's that for 12 weeks for her. Yeah. But she's really lucky because she's got a lot of neighbours around her and they just keep, every time they go to the shops, they drop stuff by a back door and they chat to her through the back door. So they don't come in, but she's having those conversations.
Yeah, and that interaction.
Yeah, but it's made me like, I just want to see her. Like, you know, but she's tough as old boots. She lived in the war. She says, what do these people think we did? We had rations and, you know, we didn't bulk buy. You weren't allowed. And we had shelters underground when the air raids went off. This is to her. She's very resilient. So a bit like your mum and dad. Yeah. Don't go out anyway. I'm old, you know.
I do feel for like your nan, you know, she's on her own, whereas they've got each other.
Yes.
I mean, they're married like 63 years, I think. Mm. So, yeah.
You can't imagine that.
Nah.
I can.
Can you?
Yeah, I like that.
Hold on.
I won't get that opportunity. Chris is so much older than me. One of us will be dead before that happens. But yeah.
Oh, thanks for that. I'm that happy. Everyone, have a lovely corona.
I know. I'm sorry.
Do you know what I love about you, Kelly? Is you're in your gym jams, and are they coordinated?
Well, they're not meant to be. These are my Dee Dee and Bud. I love her stuff. Oh, She's amazing. These are my winter tees. Heath's got a pair of these in his size as well. And then by accident, my dressing gown, M&S, just happens to be the same colour. So I'm all purple.
Okay. Done it on purpose. I'm very impressed. I don't know. Yeah, you know, this I don't want to end up being a, I'm getting far too comfy in some of my clothes now. Like, I have the same. What's that? What have you got?
Well, I was just going to show you a hole. I got it stuck in the log burner. Not a bloody hole in it. But the kids love this dressing gown. Mum, don't get rid of it. We love it. It smells of you because they're always borrowing it and put it on them.
It's so polite when kids say it smells of you. I'm like, I'm not asking any more questions.
Sweat, sick, kids' food. That's what they mean. Anyway, yeah, you're getting too comfy in your loungewear.
Yeah, I am. I'm just trying to decide whether I'm going to be, you know, that person that just, you know, I did have the same sweatshirt on for about 4 days.
But your loungewear. I'm sorry, Jenny, it's not everyone else's loungewear. My loungewear is shit that I pick up off the floor that's been there for 5 days with holes in and just disgusting things. Your loungewear is nice loungewear that you could go out to the shops in and people would be like, ooh, doesn't she look fancy? That's your loungewear.
I have got one particular little velvet and it was a bit like a smoking jacket with matching. But I know the ones you're talking about. But the rest of the time, don't worry, I'm on a doggo flipping sweatshirt. And it's got all kinds of gunk on it. But I might change it up a bit now. I quite like this. Have you heard the thing where you dress up for Friday?
Oh, no, I've not heard about it.
Yeah, so you can dress up every Friday and on social media and that makes you feel like it's the weekend. Because, of course, that's the other thing. I've lost track of days. Have you?
I haven't yet, no. But it's like, but you see, I'm in a lot anyway, aren't I? I mean, I keep saying this.
Mum and Dad.
But I don't go, well, it's true. I don't go out a lot. And we're moving. And I said to you ages ago, I'm planning a new life. You know, he's going to nursery full time. Woohoo! I'm going to a yoga class. I'm going back to the gym with a PT. I was building all these things because I've been self-isolating before this happened. I mean, I have, haven't I?
Yeah, people. She's not kidding.
No. So for me, it's just not that different at the minute. I mean, all the stuff with it is super scary, but being at home and the day is all merging into one and never dressing up, well, that's been my life for like 3 years. So...
You do. You crack me up. You do, girl. And you mean it, which is just fantastic. So here we all are, eh? What is it? The M62 I have to go down normally to see you.
Yes.
And isn't it amazing as well? Because I think we're both technophobes, aren't we, really?
Oh, God, yeah. I don't know how to do anything.
But what would we have done without it? Well, without Callum, actually, and Chris.
Without Callum and Chris and your Martin. None of us would have got on tonight, would we?
No. But we've done it. And, hat off, because I have realised all of a sudden, especially ranting with the kids and stuff, that, you know, you got your FaceTime, you just can connect and you can be in touch with people.
Nice.
And I always used to be, I'm not a phone person, you know, oh no, I can't be able to speak to them. I have a whole list in the morning because I'm checking in with everyone. I sort of choose a couple of people. I think, I'll do her today because I think, yeah, I ought to check in. And I'm quite enjoying it. Yeah,
it's nice though. It's so thoughtful that you're doing that and thinking of people and wanting to know if they're okay. And do you know what I mean? When you can't see them, because what this teaches us, I think, is not to take people and other things for granted so much. And we do. We all do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we, you know, the way the world has been, you know, we've been so sort of frilly with our sort of, you know, you throw away emoji just to, you know, a thumbs up or a heart or a smiley face or ha ha ha. Whereas now, because I'm trying to connect with people and make sure they're all right, and I can't do it any other way but talking to them, you know, and having real conversations, it's really made me realise how flippant, you know, we can all be with just sending a text, just, you know, reporting in, ticking a box. And it's kind of changed up now. It's evolving where I'm going back to having half decent conversations with people, you know, until I'm happy that I think they're all right. Like, all right, you're all right now. So, but I'm doing a lovely thing with the neighbours. We've got a big fence, obviously, in between us, but we're going to take one of the slats out or one of the panels out of the fence. and they're going to get some wine and we're going to get some wine. Nice. Yeah, just sit outside.
Yeah.
But obviously distancing. I think we might have to keep the fence in between actually now. But yeah. So, you know, there are ways of connecting, and that's my thing. I think day to day, that's it. Otherwise it's overwhelming. And I think connecting.
Yeah.
Which is what we're doing now.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to keep going as normal as we can in the ways that we can do it at the moment, you know, and hope that it's
seeing you. You've made my day, Kelly, honestly. You're sitting there and you're just you, and you're just adorable, and you've got your fluffy, holy flipping gown on, and
I'm still a hot mess.
Still a hot mess, and it's just so reassuring, you know, that people haven't changed and the best of people will come out of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. And you've made my day because I really missed you. I mean, we haven't seen each other before it all kicked off. We'd had a bit of a gap because we recorded quite a lot. We've been in London and we got ahead of ourselves. So then we have a little rest while we're working on the next part, don't we?
Yeah.
So we've had a few weeks and it's been lonely not having you come and Callum. And then this happened and I thought, oh, buggering hell, that's it now then. You know, what do you do? Yeah. But then... boom, this.
The wonders of technology. And I think it's going to be exciting because, you know, things, our outlook and, you know, what we want to talk about and what people want to hear about has changed. So we can go with it.
That's it. And we've got, I think, you know, what I love about what we do as well and what we chat about is, yeah, we talk about the darker stuff or whatever, but we've always got that uplifting positivity.
Yeah, we've got light shade, and you've got a dressing gown for every day of the week.
This is the only one with holes in. The only one.
So, you know, I think, I don't know, I think there'll be lots of questions out there as well, because I'd love to hear, you know, or maybe what people want to hear about, or, you know, they feel is a comfort, or what really annoys them that they don't want to hear about, because, you know, it's interesting because people are putting lots of stuff out there and it's all there on social media, etc. But, you know, it might not necessarily be right. And what people need, and especially our, you know, our people at Hot Mess Mum. So, yeah, I'm up for it. I'm up for hearing, you know, stories or, you know, questions, requests. Yeah, because, you know, it's different.
It is different. And I think lots of people will be getting their heads around it as well. And we still are, aren't we? We're laughing and joking. But every day, at different points of the day, I don't know about you, I feel differently. So. Yeah. If I train in the morning, I'm miss positive and I'm great. And then if I look at social media too much in the afternoon, I might take a dip. And my husband has to say, stop looking at that. It's just not good for you. And it's not necessarily true. Put it down. Mm-hmm. And then I'll feel better. But you go through, excuse me, different feelings. And I think, you know, anxiety in mums in particular is high anyway. Mm. You know, we all have it, most of us mums and women in general, because of life and the way it is. And this can spark it a little bit more. So we've got to sort of talk about it and talk about how just we can find positive bits.
Yeah, turning things around, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can look at things so differently, like, oh my God, you know, Connie's back from uni, that's it for her this year, game over, there's no exam, she did all that work to get to where she wanted to be and it's her first year and she's, you know, they're all very, so disappointed.
Of course they are.
And then, you know, she's got a little sister sitting there trying to sort of connect with her because she hasn't seen her for ages and it's all, but do you know what? You flip it around and they were sitting in the end of the day at the kitchen table drawing with each other. And I was like, well, that would never have happened again because Polly would have been away for 3 years and that would never have happened. And then she was out playing swing ball with Polly. That would never have happened again. And, you know, there's these little things. If you sort of count every single one properly, you know, and appreciate every little thing, you know, it all adds up in the day in between all the other crap. It does all add up and it contributes to making you feel good.
Yeah, definitely.
With your projectors, you know, who'd have thought? I wish you could flip them down the M62 to me because I'm struggling with the food thing. I'm getting really bored.
You're what, being healthy?
Oh, I just ordered a pizza, couldn't be bothered today.
You're so healthy, though.
past, but I ordered pizza for Polly. And,
that's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. But I need to crank it up a bit. But when are you you have your... I think everybody has a certain time of day when they're feeling it, a certain time of day when they're on top of the world. So you're a morning person.
I'm a morning person, without a doubt. And if I work out in the morning, get that done, whether the kids around me speaking to me the whole time or whatever, as long as I do that, then that morning I can cope with anything and I feel great. And that's so important for me. But then the afternoon, particularly, especially if Chris isn't here, I can take a dip and feel a bit down or a bit worried. If I troll Twitter, then, and I shouldn't, because I don't go on there, but I am on there. So I look at things and I think, oh my God, you know, and then I can get a little bit worried. And I think, is this going to end? Are we going to come through this? And then I'm like, yes, we are. Yes, we are. And so the afternoon for me, I think, is my week time. What about you?
Well, in the morning, what I always do, and it's a great little tip, I think sometimes when you just wake up, you go, oh. And that's the crucial time of the day where I think you could go either way before you even got out of bed.
Yeah.
And before, when I used to have... when I got divorced and I had a baby and stuff, I actually used to sing a song in my head, like a really upbeat song, just to get myself out of bed and in the right frame of mind. I mean, a lot of people now do, you know, three things they're grateful for or something. But this song, weirdly enough, has popped back in my head.
So you're using that in the mornings? I love that.
I do that. I have a song in my head, and then I do like to... You know, if I can, I go straight outside with a cup of coffee and I feel like I'm, you know,
Well, the weather's so nice. Since all this happened, there's been nothing but sunshine, which is just odd, you know, I think. But how grateful are we for that? Because that means that we're outside, you know. How much worse would this be if it was piddling it down every day like it has done for the last 6 months?
Yeah, so fingers crossed. And I'm sort of like thinking, oh, should I get some heaters for outside in the backyard? And, you know, she'll get a big sort of like umbrella for when it is.
Oh, yeah.
We've got somewhere to go. But there's all these weird and wonderful things that, you know, you're trying to think of to make, you know, because basically you're building this own sort of like this little environment that everybody's got a function in. You know, you're trying to bring, you know, those recreational moments into your space.
Yeah.
Those recreational places all into one space.
That's it. And when you're all together as well, sometimes it's hard to think straight about how to do it all, isn't it, really? Because everyone's there, and in your house, everyone's got different needs as well. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. Oh, see, right, is that for me?
Everyone's in
your house. This is Martin.
Oh, everybody. Hi, Martin.
Kelly's in a. But look at that.
Oh, is he cooked?
Hey. He's just cooked my tea.
Oh, Martin, how lovely. It's gone. Oh. We didn't get a face shot. Now, all our hot mess mums would want to see that face, let me tell you.
Martin!
I'm sorry, but we had a face shot.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jenny Powell is hot, hot, hot. Well, so is her partner, model.
Mums, other men. Other men? What? He said it'll cost you. Okay.
That's fine.
Watching this being filmed, are you ready for my
This is Jenny's partner. Oh my word, there we go, hot mess mums. That's Martin,
misty-eyed Martin. Oh, there's another profile.
Nice to meet you.
Listen, things Kelly's like
Jenny. Do you know what I should have... How big are his hands? He's got big hands, hasn't he? You can tell by his shape.
Yeah, we've got big hands. It's got a big, big heart as well.
You've got good taste, Jenny Powell. Hey. He's got good taste as well.
Thank you. And we've all chosen wisely, I feel. You know, what are you laughing at? Look, I'm eating my tea. I can't let it get cold, can I?
I know. Well, we can wrap up.
You know what, Kelly? I just don't want to go. I don't want to leave you, but we're going to have to leave it there for a bit.
We are, yeah. I'll tell you more terrible stories while you're eating your dinner about Chris and his habits.
So, listen, we'll be back, though. We've got quite a few interesting episodes coming back. We're sort of working around this whole episode of our lives that we're all sharing. So I think we've got the lovely Lindsay Queen of Clean, which would be brilliant. And who else we got on?
We're going to have Dale Pinnock, the medicinal chef. So he's going to pop on and talk a bit about nutrition, cooking at home, making things last longer. So we don't have to keep going to the shops.
Yeah, and a couple of other guests, hopefully to help us out with a friend of mine who's a coach that helps people with anxiety and stressful times like this. And then I might even be able to get my nephew on, who is actually on the front line at the moment as a surgeon down in London Hospital. So there's all sorts. There'll be a big mix of stuff and it'll be interesting. We'll have some fun and laughs in between.
Yes, definitely. Look forward to it.